Surprise, surprise, it's me, Reza. If you were listening to the morning show, you were just listening to Ben and his lovely partner. And hey, it's we're doing this all voluntarily, which means we're winging things most of the time. And I'm going to have a lovely band as an interview partner over the phone in a couple minutes. They're actually heading down to Raglan right now. They just mentioned that they're on the road. So I'm going to ring them in a little bit. And Craig just came, and I'm going to also have a little chat with Craig. But let's see how we do this. Here's Christine and the Queen with The Walker for now. And I'll be back in a bit giving you an update.
Just search the loamy earth for me. Climb through the briar and bramble, I'll be your treasure. I felt the touch of the kings and the breath of the wind. I heard the call of all the songbirds. They sang all the wrong words. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
Teresa, and you were listening to The Morning Show with Ben before, and then I had a very spontaneous interview guest lined up, and it's the first time I'm doing this over the phone, so I hope everything works. Craig's standing next to me to just observe if everything works. I have Jed and Angus from Passion Vine Hoppers on air, do I?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, it works. How great is this? Can you guys hear me well?
Very well, loud and clear.
Awesome. Whereabouts are you right now? Because I know you're driving down to Raglan for your show tonight.
So we've just pulled over on the Thames Coast Road, so about 20 minutes south of Coromandel Town.
All right.
Found a lay-by with cell phone reception, so we're sitting in our van in the rain, blowing a nice easterly gale.
Nice. Yeah, you have to be ready for more of that because the weather down here is just as crap.
Okay, right, so we're in for the long haul.
Yes.
We've been looking after bedraggled tourists for the last couple of days, so we're quite happy to do a bit more of that this evening.
Did you have a show at in Thames yesterday, or?
No, we've been, we work on a zip line, so we're looking after tourists day in, day out, regardless of the weather.
Okay. Sweet.
And we're quite excited to be down in Raglan.
Yeah, Raglan's excited to have you because you're playing. It's always weird because I feel like I always confuse who's playing at the Yard and who's playing at the Yardie. So maybe you can tell me where you're going to play tonight.
So we are playing at the Yard.
Right.
Doors are 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then, the show will kick on shortly after that.
Cool. And are you playing with someone else? Support?
We're hoping to have support Max Raymond come down. I haven't actually heard from him today.
Okay.
But we are prepared to play all night long.
Great.
Whether he shows up or not.
We kind of do a... do you want to talk about what we do, Angus?
Yeah, I can do. We're a two-piece, a gutsy folk duo, according to our Instagram bio, written by Ted here. I sing and play an acoustic guitar, and Jed's on the bass, the backing vocals, and a kick drum. So it's a pretty compact little setup. So, we're down, probably pack in pretty quick. And, we play a combination of our own original music, our own stories, and then we'll flesh it out a fair amount with some covers, some that people will have heard, and some weirder ones as well, from that sort of folky world.
Yeah.
Yes, very folky. I just told Jed on the phone when we were talking offline that I love the show Detectorists, and I love the tune, so when I basically just found out that you guys play that song, I'm like, oh my god, yes. My heart jumped. So of course you're going to play that one tonight.
Absolutely will be.
Great.
That's kind of what we've kind of found, is that playing songs that from all over the place that we enjoy, mm-hmm. and the stories that we like to tell. So some of them are a bit niche.
Mm-hmm.
And we make them sound our own, but some of them you'll definitely, everyone will know, kind of thing.
And are you currently on a little tour, or do you have a few gigs in lineup?
We have a few gigs kind of scattered through the summer.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to kind of put a more, so we've got the live EP out currently,
mm-hmm.
that we recorded up at Forager's Kitchen, which we're returning to. There's Forager's Kitchen in Colville. We're returning to them on the 13th, Friday the 13th, for a bit of a weird gig up there. That'll be fun. So we've got that live EP we recorded with them out currently. We're hoping to get some other tracks out there.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And then we'll be touring in Australia in May.
Oh, nice.
And probably just scattered gigs here and there between now and then. So I'm hoping to dash over to Auckland a bit, maybe Tauranga. And just sort of when we've got a couple of days, because we live in Coromandel Town, right? So we, rather than touring, because we both work in tourism, summertime is not a time to get 3 weeks off work, really.
Not really.
We've got these 2 days off, let's pack the van up, drive there, do a gig, come back. So it's a...
And Raglan is on the car tonight.
Yeah, Raglan's excited to have you. Lots of good stuff happening here lately. I'm just looking through your songs on Spotify as we talk. Oh, by the way, people of Whangaroa, I have Fashion Vine Hoppers on the radio as interview guests today. I'm Reza. You might know me from some of the shows. And usually this is not what we do just during the day, some random interviews. But hey, Aaron is on leave. And we just do whatever we want, right, Craig? Yes, we do. And I just saw one of the songs, Way Over Yonder. I thought I heard that from a friend of mine who's also from the Coromandel, who sang that the other day. And I'm like, maybe you know her. You guys, I mean, everyone on the Coromandel knows each other, right? If they're musicians.
Pretty much. What's her name? Maybe
Holly.
Holly.
Holly and the... Oh, what's her band? Holly and the somethings. Damn.
I don't think we do know her, but maybe we should get in touch. It
you should.
Like we've got
I'm going to... Yeah. I'm going to tell her to come if she's around, because I don't know if she's still on holidays somewhere else camping. But if she's around, I'm going to drag her to the yard.
That's a great obscure cover. That one's an old folk song by Woody Guthrie.
And we shall play that once we finish chatting. And yeah. You already talked a bit about your inspirations and songs and where they come about. And did you say you also have originals?
Yeah, so we there's only one original that's released on that Spotify EP, but we have pretty much an album's worth in our back pocket, ready to go. So we'll be playing probably about an hour's worth of original music, and then flesh that out with a bunch of the covers as well.
Cool. I'm stoked. I didn't know that I was going to this until a couple hours ago. So now I'm like, yay, something to do tonight.
Something to fill in a rainy day.
Exactly. You said doors at 7 at the yard, and then music probably, what, 8, 9-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, probably from around 8, I believe. I mean, we'll chat to the guys at the yard and see... see what the gathers with them, but we'll definitely be on by about then, I thought.
Sweet. And it's funny because when I googled Passion Vine Hoppers, you do know what comes up first, right?
Yeah. We are a pest.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about that? Why the name?
it's a bit of a weird one. It's just so we started playing. I mean, we've played together for years, but started Passion Vine Hoppers about a year and a half ago, and we're just like, we've got a gig coming up, we need to lock in a name, we don't have a band name, so we were just throwing stuff around, just writing down any phrase that came into our head, and my girlfriend at the time was into gardening and stuff, and she had a real problem on the flax with Passion Vine Hoppers. So Passion Vine Hoppers are a little moth-type thing, and they are pests. They eat all sorts of leaves and stuff. She right. kept saying, these effing passion vine hoppers. And I was like,
they're everywhere. Can't get rid of them.
That would be a good band name. She's like, no, you can't call the band that. they're a terrible pest. And the more I said it, I was like, I was sort of just messing with her, saying, we're going to call the band Passion Vine Hoppers. And the more she told me we couldn't, the more it just sounded like a really good band name. the more I said it, the more set on it I became. So
yeah,
it just ended up getting locked in because the gig came and the microphone's there and you've got to introduce who you are. And once you've said we're Passion Vine Hoppers, it's kind of locked in by that point.
And it's weird because I don't know if you need to know things about plants or if it's just a foreigner thing. I'm not from around here, so I did not know what a Passion Vine Hopper is, right? I was like, this is a pretty interesting band name. Google, and then, okay, that's what that is. So I'm not sure if that's just me or everyone else.
Still kind of in their, what's that? When they've got their fluffy little bums. They've got fluffy bums when they're young. And then you tickle their bum and they go, bing! They hop off.
I don't know if that's safe for daytime radio. Though,
are you saying that you guys have a fluffy bum that pops off?
we can use that catchphrase.
Neither confirm nor deny.
Not confirm. Okay, all right. Well, guys, if you want to see if the Passion Vine Hoppers have fluffy bums and that pop off, you should head to the yacht tonight around 8 o'clock. Doors at 7. Do you know what's the door charge by any chance?
It's $10. $10 on the door.
Cheap. It's nice.
Yeah, we're cheap.
Yeah, you're cheap. Great. So which song should we play to send you off on your merry way to do the other 3 hours of driving?
What do you reckon?
Way over yonder.
Yes. See, that would have been my guess. Hey, Craig, are you still around? Because he needs to help me to properly send you guys off. Because if I hang up on you on air, that would feel a bit rude. I still want to chat to you after I say the goodbyes on air. But I think Craig just left. So we see how that goes, okay? Otherwise, I ring you back. Hey, this is Passion Vine Hoppers, Jed and Angus. Thanks for ringing in and having a chat with me about your music. You can see them tonight at the Yard, 7-ish, and we're going to play Way Over Yonder. Thanks, guys. See ya.
I lived in a place called Old Fiskie, and I had a little girl in a holodream. I sent my little girl a yes, plain to see that there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Yeah, she said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. I said, my little girlie, yeah, the case may be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, I said there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Yeah, we walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the frog eat the goggle-eyed bee, to hear the west wind whistling to the east, and say there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little darling, won't you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free. Nobody can see in my holler tree, because there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, I said there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, I said there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Yeah, we walked down by the Buckeye Creek, and she laid it on to the she and me. Yeah, a lot worse than a hive of bees. I say there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Let's go. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, that there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, I said there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long way, but I still look back to my Tanglewood days. Many girls since then have I led astray by saying, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, I said there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, I said there ain't nobody that can sing like me.
There ain't no- nobody that can sing like them. That was the Passionvine Hoppers with Way Over Yonder, a nice little folky tune that they're probably going to play live tonight. So if you head out to the yard around 7, 8-ish, you're going to see Angus and Jed, a.k.a. the Passionvine Hoppers, playing some of their tunes, originals, but also all those amazing cover songs that we just heard. I just had them on air not too long ago. If you're tuning in, this is Raglan Community Radio 98.1. I'm Reza, and this was out of schedule. So I'm going to F off now and leave you guys to it with some other random music and see you at the yard, hopefully. Bye.
Tune in live and direct every Tuesday, 1:30 to 3, Aotearoa afternoons, and 9:30 to